This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an ice cream.
To puzz or not to puzz? That is the riddle.
To sweep, portuance, to dream.
2-on-2. You bring your crew. I'll bring me and my amigo, one friend. And then we'll see who the basketball king is.
Whether 'tis nobler in the soul to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune.
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo?
Pass me the rock, ball is life, and the court is my castle, and I'm the king.
And one, my kingdom for and one.
I'm going to tame this shrew.
Dribble, 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 swoosh.
Oh, you guys, I just had a Midsummer Night's dream.
Adel, wake up. You got to host a podcast.
I'm Adel Rafai.
I'm GBC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
And the three of us are bards.
We went to theater school this week. Could you tell?
I went to basketball camp.
Wait. Shoot. They were in the same building. GBC, you went to the wrong place.
You kept holding the basketball like a skull, and people kept stealing it from you.
To dunk or not to dunk? That is a steal. What?
That is the dunction.
Alas, poor three-point. I knew him well. Hey, everybody, this is Hey Riddle Riddle. If you're just tuning in, you missed the whole great Shakespeare bit, so rewind.
Yeah, you missed the opening. Rewind 2 minutes and go listen.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Idiot.
Just jump in here.
How are you doing this?
You should at least listen to the theme song.
I'm curious now if we should stage, for our listeners, maybe in 2022, if we should stage an all-basketball Hamlet. It's called Dunklet. Or it's still Hamlet, but it's separated after the M. So it stands for hard as a motherfucker, let. And this is a guy who drives the whole, like, it's nobody's fucking business.
There was an all-basketball Othello that was made, and I think Julia Stiles was in it. Do you guys remember this movie? It was called O?
Yes. I think it was Julia Stiles.
I didn't mean to do that.
I don't know who else was in it. But I saw that, yes. But this is different.
I don't remember. I only remember Julia Stiles.
Oh, my God. Wait. Slamlet. It was right there. Slamlet.
Okay, well, is Slamlet going to take place in a basketball court or in a theater stage that is dressed up like a basketball court?
Okay, picks up pen, writes entire play. Okay, so Slamlet actually takes place at a poetry slam. So it's a poetry slam, but there's one...
Hard pivot.
Just abandoning the basketball thing completely.
No, Aaron's right. Jeremy Pivot is in this. So Jeremy Pivot is in this. He plays an agent. He's a basketball agent. So there's this woman who comes to a poetry slam because she thinks it's like a dunk contest, and she totally misunderstands, and she falls in love with another woman who's reading her poetry slam, so it's called Slamlet, because the woman who's doing a poetry slam lets the woman who's a basketball player go up, and she doesn't know what she's doing, but she brings out this hacky sack, and she starts to
say, "Okay, so Adam's never read Hamlet.
Hacky sack, don't let it drop, don't let it drop." And she wins a poetry slam, and then she slam dunks.
Where's the ghost at the beginning?
Ooh, I don't know if we have time for a ghost.
Okay, so here's
I think that you could make it in Hollywood as a pitch person. I do think that you need to be maybe 15% crazier.
You guys, I love when they modernize Shakespeare. It's just fun. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. When I worked at Houston Shakespeare Festival for a summer.
Houston, we have a Shakespeare
Festival. They do two Shakespeare shows every summer, and then they perform them outdoors. And I was the assistant director that summer. And the summer that I was the assistant director, they did Othello and Taming of the Shrew. And the Othello that we did was set in Othello, like normal Shakespeare times, pretty like standard.
I do appreciate that you say Othello.
Othello. It was great. One of the guys from The Wire was Othello, and it was really, really fun. But then the other show we did was a 80s, Taming of the Shrew. 80s.
So you
80s.
You perform She's All
hey,
That.
Hey, 80s.
I wasn't in it, but I watched 80s. It. But it was the weirdest juxtaposition. I would like wake up for work one day. It was one director, and she was very serious. And then we would go and do Othello. And the next day, it would be like, and it was very, very strange. But I ended up really liking both productions, and the Taming of the Shrew one was super surprising. They did that taming scene, the one that's really, really famous. They did it in a boxing ring.
Oh.
It was really
interesting.
Cool.
Interesting. Very cool.
I kind of like when people do thematic Shakespeare. Like they're like, it's this. Yeah. It's you know, it's Romeo and Juliet under the water.
And all the actors drown. Just a bunch of 19-year-old theater students.
They
just
died for
on
their
the
craft.
Top of the water.
They're I all saw... in those full divers things, and then they have a guy doing cue cards with like the words that they're saying, just rotating them in front as they're like moving around in like diver regalia.
I went to Illinois State University, and they have a big Shakespeare festival down there every year.
Sure.
And one year while I was in, and I was never a part of it because I went home like a real kid. And during the summer, and one year they did Romeo and Juliet, but it was all like they were all in zoot suits. So it was like, I don't know if that's 20s or 40s, like gangsters, but they all wore zoot suits. And it was like they're from different like mafia families or I don't know. But it was I guess it was a hit. But I think it was like people coming in from the suburbs being like, this is now that's theater.
And it's all children, too. So it's let's get these children and put them in big zoot suits and have them do Shakespeare.
So I guess my question for our listeners is, what Shakespeare show would you set in a different time? And then tell us the show and the time. And I want it to be a terrible idea.
Hashtag,
I don't want a single good idea.
Hashtag shake it up, Spear.
And I guess also try to work in like a pun name for the play, right?
Like absolutely. Like Slamlet. And I want to be clear on something. If somebody mocks up Hamlet slam dunking a skull and it says Slamlet in big letters, that will be my first tattoo. I will get that as a tattoo. Slamlet. If you're the person who makes it, you pick where it goes.
I will say
you see me start drawing.
if you mock up Hamlet holding poor Yorick's skull, and that skull is eating a full Denny's Grand Slam breakfast, and underneath it says Grand Slamlet, I will tattoo that on Adam.
Too far.
If someone makes a poster that says, come on and Slamlet and welcome to the Jamlet, I will tattoo it on JPC's enemy.
Okay, I need you two to be fully honest. This is the first time I've ever asked for your sincere friendship.
Whoa, okay.
You're too tall.
Oh, God, I knew it. Oh, sorry, I tripped because I'm so tall. I'm fine. If I get a tattoo, okay, be honest. If I get a tattoo of Hamlet slam dunking York's skull into my asshole, will you look me in the eyes ever again?
No, but I'll look you in the asshole.
Excuse me, my asshole is down here.
I definitely think this is the
Come
right
on,
time
guys,
in your life to start getting
all right,
joke tattoos. I think like this is the perfect age for where now if you start getting a bunch of joke tattoos, people will really be like, he's not okay, right? He'd be like, no, he does a riddle podcast and he's also like a little badger. He's like a comedy badger. He's fine.
I'm a comedy badger. Gotta love me. Oh, yeah, baby. Erin brings up a great point where she says it's Monday, which is my another movie I'm working on, which is Garfield doing Scarface. It's called Scarfield. And it's Garfield as this drug lord kingpin, and he's snorting lasagna.
What? You guys, before you tell us what he says, just a quick interim. Other people had business meetings today at their work. Go ahead, Adel. What did he say? Knowing that other people had to wake up at 8 a.m. for a business meeting, please tell me what he said.
And now they're unwinding.
I think you can make it as a Hollywood pitchman. I think just maybe 25% crazier. Tweak it a little more. Just a little crazier.
I want James to host a show on HBO called Pitch Perfect, and it's him coaching people through how to pitch something, and then they pitch it, and they're like kicked out of Hollywood, and he's like, hey, I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm like, hey, asshole, I did you a favor.
JPC.
You don't want to be in this business. It's psychopaths in this business. I eat eggs every day.
JBC, if I went to your pitch meeting Pitch Perfect, and I just go, all right, I'm going to go into this movie studio, and then I'm going to throw a baseball at them as fast as I can. Is that a good pitch?
Yes, but I would follow it up, throw a baseball at them as fast as you can, then a wad of $20 bills, and say, Moneyball 2! Who's buying?
I just watched Moneyball last night. That's very weird you bring it up. I think it just because it just hit Netflix.
I think it just hit Netflix because another friend of mine
Did it hit
Moneyball.
It back?
No, it didn't stand up for itself.
Before we
lose the thread, I do want to say we have our second ever Hey Riddle tattoo. Speaking of tattoos, somebody got a Puzzbot tattoo. They didn't say we could say their name, so I don't want to put them on blast. But
I guess the only thing I have to say is, what have you done?
I think it's great.
It's a little Puzzbot. It's a little robot that says Puzz in the middle. It's adorable. It's on their leg, and that person is now. I'm obligated to be that person's best friend for life now. Like,
I maybe
want to
get a little robot tattoo. Didn't that make it seem appealing? I love it.
Joke tattoos are great. I love joke tattoos.
And did you get one, Japes?
I've never had a joke tattoo. One good time, a guy that I worked with got blackout drunk, and he came into work the next Monday with a little tattoo on his leg, like on his what's it called? Not heel, but where the leg meets the foot. Fuck me.
The ankle?
No,
ankle.
Tell him.
Jesus Christ.
No. Hold on. Stop. Casey, delete all this audio. This is unusable. JPC is clearly drunk. No, that's not funny.
So, that would be dark.
That's the one thing that's not funny.
So, this guy got on
two
his ankle.
Two worlds collide where the leg meets the foot.
On his ankle.
When a leg meets a foot.
Of a little cartoon penguin. With X's over its eyes like it was drunk, holding a bottle of whiskey with a Santa Claus hat on it. And it was the summer. It was like August. And I was like, why did you get that? And he was like, I don't remember it. I was blacked out. My friends were telling me, I dragged them to a tattoo parlor. I demanded the guy gave me this tattoo. He's like, normally he wouldn't do it, but since it was like on my ankle, and I was so like clear-minded that this is the tattoo I wanted. And I was like, that's insane. But I thought it was such a funny looking tattoo, a little drunk cartoon Christmas penguin.
If somebody came in, if I was a tattoo artist and someone came in clearly drunk and they're like, give me a tattoo where my foot meets my leg and make it a little parrot with a quote that says, don't talk down to me. Like, I would not, I would be like,
I'd say, take a seat.
Sir, please come back tomorrow.
Wow, where the foot meets the leg.
I have a new thought about a tattoo. I really want to get a tattoo, but I've decided in my life, I will get any tattoo as long as a non-A-list celebrity is giving me that tattoo, and they can do whatever they want, wherever they want. So
non-A-list, okay.
So like when someone was like, what is that weird like pile of garbage on your shoulder? And I'll be like,
it's
Tori Spelling gave it to me.
Devin Sawa went to work.
So if you are not an A-list celebrity, you can tattoo me.
I would love it if a celebrity gave you a tattoo. I guess it would need to be, it was either someone who used to be A-list and was washed up, or someone who gave you a tattoo that was retroactively okay because they had not become A-list, or they had like left the A-list.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who
Kathy
that would be.
Griffin?
She's like famously C-list, right? Like that's her whole bread and butter is that she's...
Ooh, we're circling something. Who do I need?
Well, we're circling something, and that's that we do a riddle podcast.
No,
and normally it is
we'll come
fine,
back to this.
And people forgive us if we dick around for 20 to 45 minutes. But we're hanging on by a thread. We're dangling.
I literally don't even know who Old Man Puzzles is.
We're dangling. Well, Aaron, it's you. So
it's Yorick.
What?
No, it is me. It is me. I am Old Man Puzzles today, so I do have some riddles. So when this is coming out, we've said it several times that it's Monday, but canonically we all know it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday, and it's whenever you're listening to this. we just did, not too long ago, a live stream show. And the live stream show went really well. I think a lot of people came, like 1,000 people came. It was awesome.
1,100.
Which is more than 1,000, so fuck me, I guess. But it was very fun, and a lot of people submitted riddles, and I asked for people to submit riddles. I prepared riddles for that show. I was in charge of doing it, and time flew. I looked down at my watch, and we had been going for 50 minutes, kind of like what we just did here with bullshit for the first 50 minutes of the podcast.
I had fun.
It was super fun. I felt really, really bad.
So
because,
wait, you're not investing in Slamlit?
Oh, buddy, nobody is. You're going to die on the streets.
What about Moneyball 2?
I want to do these characters, but we got to do riddles. But okay, I felt bad because so many people submitted riddles to that live stream show, and we didn't get to any of them. We did two real quick. So at the beginning of today's episode, I wanted to, we're out of time, so we actually won't get to this. But what I wanted to do was I wanted to get some listener submitted riddles from the people who submitted for the live show and do them on the show. So of course, I'm kidding. We will do one. This first one is from Aaron, she, her.
Oh, Aaron.
But it's, no, it is. I
don't know how to email.
Yeah,
no. Not me.
Specifically, no, not our Aaron.
I assume Aaron Neville, so.
Aaron, I'm not sure if I've told you this also, by the way, but in my Twitch stream, there is another Aaron whose name starts with a K. It's like Aaron K. And all the time, people think that she is you, and they start talking in the Twitch stream about, they're like, oh my God, you're so great. I love you so much. And then she has to be like, oh no, I'm not that Aaron. I'm like a different Aaron. But it's always so funny when it happens.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, I hope she's not saying anything fucking weird. Aaron K, please, please don't say anything offensive or terrible. People are going to think it's me.
She's never pretending to be you, so I think it's fine, but it's just very funny when a confused person comes in and they're like, Aaron's here, and I'm like, no, no, no.
I also the idea that they think that I'm in your Twitch stream. Just they're like, yeah, I gotta get more of that JPC.
I've been in his Twitch stream several times.
No, your Twitch stream is very, very good, and I can't recommend it enough.
This is a different Aaron. It is not that Aaron, and it is not our Aaron. Says, love the podcast. Here's the riddle. I'm sorry. I fucked it up.
Thank you.
Riddle. To travelers and wanderers, safe passage I will lend. I have been called a work of art, but only where I end.
Only where I
end?
End. Oh, end.
It's not the tree people from Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. To wanderers. So this is like Abbott and Costello?
To travelers and wanderers, T-O, not T-W-O. To travelers and wanderers, safe passage I will lend. I have been called a work of art, but only where I end.
A bridge made
horizon?
Of Matisse.
It's not bridge and it's not horizon. No, I think, I don't know. I don't know if Adel's closest with bridge, but closer than, I guess,
train.
Horizon. It's not train, no. Travelers and wanderers, safe passage I will lend. I have been called a work of art, but only where I end.
So work of art where I end. So I'm guessing, Aaron, let's team up. Classic team up.
Oh,
I'm guessing,
yeah. You guys have never teamed up before.
I'm guessing art.
Oh, I love this combo.
I'm guessing this
Aaron
is
and Adel, this could
work. Wait, we're standing back to back and we're crossing our arms.
Please,
he's Adarin. So much taller than you.
Please, Adarin. Guys, I'm working on it.
Too tall.
All right, Adarin.
I'm guessing the word ends in art. So I'm a piece of art, but only where I end. So I'm guessing
art. Am I helping? Are you
canonically, the only word that ends in art.
In my defense, this is the first time I've ever guessed fart, and you two have guessed fart over 6,000 times.
You judges? Have a chart behind you.
Wow, she's correct. That is correct. This is Aaron's first and only time guessing fart on the podcast. It's episode 118.
And we should mention behind JPC is Yankees player Aaron Judge and famous 80s actor Judge Reinhold. So those are the judges he's referring to.
Oh, you can't see because it's Zoom. There's also Judge Dredd is also here.
Hey guys, your brains work so fast. Why didn't you do something helpful with it?
That's Mike Judge, creator of Cinema and Scream.
You guys could have done anything. You could have been like emergency room surgeons and you're doing this. Okay,
Aaron,
sorry.
JBC and I invented the cure for the common cold, but guess what? A teacher already invented it. It's called Airborne and it was invented 12 years earlier.
It cures it?
So we went into a deep spiral. We went into a deep spiral and we decided to start a podcast.
Okay.
Can we hear this one more time? Let's
to travelers and wanderers, safe passage I will lend. I have been called a work of art, but only where I end.
Is this like a hotel lobby?
Oh, it is not. But around about three, you got to clear the lobby. Oh, we can't say R. Kelly songs anymore.
Was Adel right with it ending with A-R-T?
No, he was not. He was way off.
But you said I was close with Bridge.
But you said with Bridge?
With Bridge, yes.
Ish. Is it like a tent?
It's not a tent.
We have one more hint.
Tightrope?
Passport. It's like
to
a
travelers and wanderers. So the reason that you are close with Bridge is because a bridge is something that people can like travel on.
Yeah.
Or like walk across. And this is definitely going to involve walking.
Oh.
Path.
Oh, now I'm hungry for Chinese food.
To travelers and wanderers, safe passage I will end. I have been called a work of art, but only where I end.
Is it like a mirage or something? Is it like an oasis?
No. You these are really common in your life.
To die is going to be the die that I'm going to bring it back to you.
JPC, I think I might need one more hint, and I'm really, 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 really sorry.
If you've been outside today, chances are you've been on one of these.
Bold of you to think
skateboard.
I'm outside. Wheels.
Skateboard. No.
If you've been outside today, chances are you've been on sidewalk.
Adel, it is a sidewalk.
Shel Silverstein, baby.
I have been called a work of art, but only where I end. Thank you so much, Aaron, for submitting that riddle. I hope that you
are a
fan of the show and listen to the show and not just that live stream, or you'll never fucking hear this. Adel.
Here's something cool, Aaron. Aaron, the person who sent in this riddle. We're like 105,000 episodes in, and there's still good riddles to be found. I really enjoyed that riddle.
Yeah, it's
I think a lot of people, maybe Aaron made that. I don't know that she said specifically if she did, but could have.
I want to see a scene.
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry. I forgot what your scenes on this show.
Thank you so much. JPC and Aaron, you two are you're sort of like New York. You're like a New York elite couple. You have a brownstone. You're living off your family's wealth. You're a married couple, but both of your families are wealthy.
Sure.
But you rarely go outside. You usually go straight from your mansion into a limo. But for the first time in forever, you find yourself on the sidewalk, and you're thinking it's like a piece of art.
Sweetheart, come quickly.
Yes, let me just put on my scarf. It's not cold, but I'm going to wear it.
You wouldn't be caught dead without wearing that. Come look at this. What is this?
What the blazes? Oh, what? I love this. I must have it.
I know. Well, I was looking for a price tag on it, and I couldn't see. When we go to these art shows, they usually have the name of the artist. And, excuse me, little boy. Are you a child?
What do you want, lady?
Oh, never mind.
Get out of the fucking sidewalk.
He's much taller than us. I'm not sure why.
Come on, I'm working.
He looked from a child from a distance. Oh, let him go.
Okay, you know what? Who drew this magnificent? Is it chalk art?
You know what?
It's gorgeous.
We have to tell one of our friends about this. They're going to want to put it in their gallery. I just don't. Do I call Chelsea's in Brooklyn? Do I call Brooklyn's in Manhattan? Or do I call Manhattan's in
Chelsea? I call them all. Get them
all
over here.
All of our friends have such weird names.
City of New York. Who made this gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous chalk art on this? What is this called?
Kansas? Who do I have to pay?
Shut the fuck up.
Who is that?
Shut the fuck
Who
up.
Who is shut
Ooh,
the fuck
I love
up?
That.
I love the, that name.
It's like
that
Banksy. It's
oh
big. It's
God.
Loud. It's out
All
there.
All right. We need someone strong to take
You know
this
what? Here. This is a police officer. This is someone who can help. Excuse me.
Excuse
shut
me.
The fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Hmm.
You're under arrest.
Okay. He must be on break.
See.
Okay.
City that never sleeps, baby.
This next one is from John from Indianapolis. Whoa, another person who is the name of a host of this podcast. Wow.
I can't wait for the third one. And
I got bad news. It's just you and that guy you saw online that one time.
Wild.
I'm at the start of stupor that ends in a drink, and at the start of four pillars to make people think. Some say I'm bad luck and I'm not very bright. Don't try to touch me, I'll attack you on sight. Some say I'm standoffish or act somewhat cross, but you would be too if you shat in a box.
Jesus?
Pretzel?
Is it pretzel Jesus?
Yeah, you don't want boring old Jesus.
I gotta say the quickest of scenes. Aaron and I are devout followers of Jesus. Jesus, of course, was crucified. This is before he, I don't know religion very well. This is before he like rolls away that boulder and does whatever. So we think Jesus has died, and new on the scene that's emerged is Pretzel Jesus, played by JPC.
Got it.
I don't think we'll ever find another savior.
I'm so sad. Really sad.
At the funeral, did you see his mom crying? I went over to talk to her and she walked away. It's so sad.
Yeah, I think that this is, and I know that like everyone thinks a death has a big impact, but I have like a feeling that like.
I don't know if you saw this.
Absolutely Bummer City about Jesus. Can I have you some nacho cheese, cinnamon sugar?
What?
Who? Who's this?
Wait.
Yeah, it's Tough Cookies about that good. It's about Tough Cookies about that good guy. He had a lot of good ideas. Can I offer you some big hunking pieces of salt?
Wait, he's right. It is Tough Cookies. What's your name, friend?
My name, kickflip, ollie, twist, grab the skateboard, put it behind my back.
What is my eye?
Is that Greek?
My name is Pretzel Jesus. I'm just like Jesus, but I come in tons of fun flavors.
Sorry, I just got hit in the head with a skateboard. Did you say nacho cheese, cinnamon sugar?
Stephanie, are we in a commercial?
Ow.
Stephanie?
Hey, your name is fucking Pretzel Jesus.
I was named by God, my man. Anyways, I've come to deliver y'all taste buds.
Hey, Pretzel, huh? Nacho Jesus, we're in mourning right now. We just
Nacho regular
really
Jesus, yeah. Pretzel Jesus.
Yeah, we can't have pretzels during mourning. We can't have pretzels during the evening. We can't have pretzels at supper time.
Hey, I understand, man. I don't want to beef it. Why don't we do this? You take some nacho cheese. You take some cinnamon sugar. You take a big old hunkin' piece of salt.
Okay.
Call me in the morning. I'm Pretzel Jesus. I wind all the way around town. You know where I'm at. I'm at the temple flipping tables. I'm at the mound giving out fish. I'm Pretzel Jesus.
You're just giving us a bunch of condiments and not really anything to eat them on.
Stephanie.
We should just have all this fucking nacho cheese and cinnamon sugar.
I just looked down. That's a snake in pants.
Ow. Oh, so ow. You noticed the weird...
That's the devil.
Okay.
How? How are snakes in pants? No, all eyes on you, bud. You said snake in pants.
Snake in pants.
Make sense.
See.
And I just walk right
out. How far up the snake does the pants go?
Snake in pants.
That's incorrect. That is a scene, but
what are we even talking about?
You gotta get the riddle.
I'm so sorry. I have to just stop and hold... I have to hold a vigil of appreciation for the fact that somebody during Jesus' funeral comes up and says, Tough Cookies.
It's Pretzel Jesus. He's a little bit twisted.
PJ.
The riddle,
you
John's
guys,
riddle.
I am Catholic. I know this show doesn't indicate that, but.
Can we hear the riddle one more time?
I'm at the start of stupor that ends in a drink.
So hold on. Is this like ST? Like, is this something that starts with ST?
It doesn't start with ST. I think you're on the right track.
Or S? Okay.
And the start of four pillars to make people think.
Okay, hold on. Four pillars. So, Aaron, let's team
is
up
it
again.
D?
Hold on. I want to work solo.
No.
No, come on. I need a teammate. Hey, JBC, so, do you want to pair up?
I can't. I know the answer.
So okay, can I join four... a group of two? Can I be a third?
Aaron. All the groups have already been taken.
Oh,
you're going to have to work alone.
God,
or you can work with teacher.
I'm going to frog by myself, and then I'll do the project.
Are four pillars like earth, wind, fire, water kind of thing?
I think the four pillars, Adel, specifically for you, you're not going to get the four pillars one. That's you're going to waste a lot of energy on the four pillars
Adel,
one.
Yeah, Adel, you won't
like,
get it.
No, I'll get it. Now I'm determined to get it. Is it like honesty, trust, friendship, and like...
No. I think it has to do with Catholicism, so I definitely don't think you're going to get it. Some say I'm bad luck if I'm not very bright. Don't try to touch me. I'll attack you on sight. Some say I'm standoffish or act somewhat cross, but you would be too if you shat in a box.
It's a shat in a box.
I honestly
honestly think the thing about shitting in a box is the one clue that you don't even need the other clues to
is
get.
Is it an animal?
Is it a mouse?
It's not a mouse. And Aaron, it might be an animal.
A snake.
Aaron, you said one time,
snake.
And I'm sorry to put you on blast, snake with the pants. I'm sorry to put you on blast. Aaron, you said that one time in Boston, you were during a St. Patrick's Day parade, you got so drunk that you shit in a mailbox.
Well, it was addressed to them.
You put a stamp on your pile of shit?
Dear sir.
I'm not going to prevent someone from getting their mail.
You would be That's too true. If you That's shat a federal crime. In a box.
I don't think I've ever gotten, don't come for me. I've never gotten drunk on St. Patrick's Day in Boston. That's never happened.
You're correct. No one's going to come for you. They're going to applaud you. Who is it? Is this a living thing? It has to be a living thing that shits
it's
in a box.
It's an animal.
Well, it's an animal.
Mouse,
so we hope it's
a rat.
An no.
A cat.
Yes, correct. It is a cat.
It is?
It is a cat. Correct. I'm at the start of stupor that ends in a drink. The stupor that ends in a drink would be catatonic, so cat. And then and the start of four pillars to make people think.
Catholicism?
That is a catechism.
Okay.
So those were the two answers. Thank you so much, Indianapolis John.
You know,
Holy shit, that was actually amazing.
My uncle died of a catechism. Yeah, clot in the brain. I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are Schrodinger, and you have a friend over, and this is before your Schrodinger's cat theory. You mm-hmm. had another theory, which is you put a cat in a box, and until you open it, you don't know whether or not it took a shit. And you invited over a neighbor to posit this theory.
Oh, hey, just in time.
Oh, yeah, Schrode. I just got your I got your mimeograph. Thank you so much for inviting me over.
Yeah.
Can I come in?
Does my house smell like normal, like how bad it smells, or like is this like especially bad?
Can I come in?
Yeah, but like first, when you walk in, I need first impressions of smell. Like, does it smell like my shit, or does it smell like...
You know what? I just remembered
I am
busy today.
Come on, man, please.
I don't think so.
Man, come on, please.
Hey, look, Jeff, can I level with you?
Yeah.
Everybody in the neighborhood, we're close-knit, we're a tight community, we all like each other a lot. Nobody wants to come over to your house, man.
What do you
mean? You're always doing experiments.
Yeah, my experiments, my theories.
They always make your house stink to high heaven, and everybody's sick of it. Everybody gets tricked and trapped into coming into your house. I can smell from your stoop. It smells like cat shit in there, man. I don't know what
this
you got going on.
This is literally my last shit experiment. Come on, man, please. I'll let you shoot a bow and arrow at that box. No questions asked. Come on.
I don't want to, okay? You let Nick down the block kick the box last week. He got his boot covered in cat shit. It's always cat shit in there. There's
Still
so
won't
much
come
of it.
Out. Still won't come out.
Yeah, Nick, we're sorry about your boot, man. Run it under more water.
Okay, no, come in. This is not even about a shit one.
Okay,
this is not
fine.
Even a shit one.
I'll come in. Okay, I will say, as soon as I stepped in here, Jeff, it smells like absolute shit. It smells like cat
shit. Soon as he steps in, it smells.
You shouldn't
like
be writing that down. No one's ever going to publish this. I don't know what you
think.
Are you
sure?
This is.
I'm going to be somebody.
Man.
Who are you? Who are you even? What are you?
And we cut to JPC at his other neighbor's house.
Oh, thank you for coming over. So if you just walk through the door, come on in. And as you notice, when you come in, a bell is going to ring. And if you look at my dog, you'll see what he does when the bell rings.
Pavi, I got to be honest with you. It's a tight-knit community.
Yeah?
The neighbors here, we all know each other. We you know, have potlucks. Every time anyone comes over to your house, you ring the bell and your dog tries to fucking hump them. It's not funny. It's not clever.
It's a party trick. Every time a bell rings, my dog tries to get fucked.
Pavi, you laugh about it. You think it's so funny. It's bad for the dog. It's bad for the people.
Hey, Pavi, I got your back. I'm here.
Thank you.
You know what? You and Fred Schrodinger deserve each other.
Okay, Freud. Go take a fucking walk, loser.
I will take a walk to my mom's house.
I mean.
See ya. So I just had to look it up because Jeff Schrodinger was so funny. I had to look up his real name. His real name is Erwin Rudolph Joseph Alexander Schrodinger.
He was named after
his
every
name
reindeer.
Is my name too.
On Erwin and Rudolph and Joseph Alexander.
Okay, well that just because we got to that reindeer break, we're gonna go break some reindeer legs until they pay up that Christmas candy. So we are gonna go. We will be right back after these commercial interruptions.
Coming to theaters this fall, Slamlit.
Fall has been canceled. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
Oh,
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
stop
me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great. Because my call said Yacht Rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah, so she's not going
to
be able to.
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back.
Okay.
Aaron, JPC's sleeping.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, let's put his hand in water. Wait, let's put his hand in piss, and then he'll spit up water.
Hey, you guys need some piss?
Damn it, JPC.
Oh, he'll like it too much. Can we just move on?
Wait, look at him. He's lying on his back, pissing into his mouth. He loves this.
It's impossible.
Every house needs a water feature.
It's impossible to bully me.
Just a constant stream of pee. It's very soothing.
Let's go kick the shit out of that kid beating the shit out of himself.
I won't say who, but a friend of ours once was, when he was way younger, when he was like 12 or something,
he
woke up one day and was like basically paralyzed and the doctors couldn't figure out what was going on. So for a long time, they thought he like wouldn't walk again. And so he was like, he couldn't do anything. So he was laying on the couch. And his brother had to like help him pee and like pull down his pants and take out his, you know, thing and help him pee. And one time his brother started to do it, but then like got ooged out because his brother was like 10 or something. And so he let go and our friend started to pee and it shot. He was on his back, so it shot up and hit him in the mouth. And when he tells this story, he's like, I'll never forget. It was the hottest thing I've ever felt.
Wait, like temperature?
Hear a knock on your door. Yeah. I've sued you, and that is, you're being served right now.
Aaron, you said I could use a fake name.
Nope.
Yeah, he changed some names and genitalia
to friend.
In that story.
Yeah. I've sued you. I can't believe you made us listen to that story.
I'm so sorry. But I think about it at least 10 times a day. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I've listened to a bunch of stories about people peeing in their mouth. You know, gravity boot situation. You know, there's a lot of stories that I've heard in my life about that. That one,
Top five.
Yep. Yeah. It's pretty great. Speaking of top five, I think we've done three riddles. Can we get at least to five?
Yep. This one's coming from James. This was sent in by James. In the chat, it was James in space. So I don't know if James, he, him, uses that other places.
James in space.
But this is from James. Okay, cool. So this is, James says that they he challenged himself to come up with some poetic riddles.
Okay.
There is within me silent you. That is the letter U. There is within me silent you. Of course, without me, silent you. Why are you? Not remembered when I'm wet. Get me dry, you'll be upset. Under a roof, I'm well encased. Enjoying my work is a matter of taste. What am I?
Tongue.
Clitoris.
Aaron's correct. It's the tongue. The clitoris of the mouth.
Ew. Ew.
You know, I've been eating food for 28 years. Still can't find the tongue. I don't know if it exists. I think it's a rumor. I think it's...
Yes, Aaron, it is the tongue. Wow, you got that really fast. What gave it away? Not gave it away, but clued you in.
The U thing. So I'm like, oh, where... I was... the letter U being in it. And
U,
then
yeah.
You don't notice it when it's wet, but when it's dry, it's bad.
The thing that James also said was that he added an added little bonus thing that I think you'd have to see this written out to get, but it's the first letter of every line spells out tongue. So there's six lines, T-O-N-G-U-E.
Ooh la la.
That was great. Thank you so much, James. Jeff, Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, James. Yes.
We don't need to see it. It makes sense when you say it.
Great.
Adel is salty, much like Pretzel Jesus, because JPC won't invest in his movie.
God, a regular Pretzel Jesus over here.
Gotta talk to my Auntie Anne's.
This next one comes from Charlie, he, him. Charlie says, you can read my name. I don't care. I love it. Charlie recently found an old riddle book based on a series of unfortunate events... And he thought he'd share some with us. He says, I don't think you have to be familiar with the book or the show or the movie or anything.
But I am.
But if you are, bonus points to you. Here we go. So this first one is called Enigmatic Enigma. I love riddles with titles. Something true about me. Something just to share. You're chasing an actor with a tattoo of an eye on his ankle.
Devin Sawa.
Fuck. Now I read this and I get the word fucking ankle. Jesus Christ. It was right there the whole time. I should have read this a day ago. You're chasing an actor with a tattoo of an eye on his ankle through the hinterlands, but you lose sight of him. A dark cloud appears over her head. Moments later, you pass a sign that says proceed with caution. You stop just in time. Had you taken one more step, you would have plunged to your death. 30 yards away, the villain stands safely on the other side of a deep canyon. He waves and smiles at you with his shiny eyes. You note that he does not have a long pole, a ladder, a motorcycle, a grappling hook, or any other device capable of spanning the chasm. Please explain how this despicable person got away.
Celebrity is Air Jordan. He jumped.
Oh, it's Count Olaf.
My God. Adel, that is great. Is that the Jim Carrey? Jim Carrey
played him in a movie, and then they made a Netflix series about it where Neil Patrick Harris played him, and the Netflix series is so good.
Is it good?
Yeah, I'm a massive, massive Lemony Snicket fan. Like, the way it's written, my mom is a librarian, and those books growing up were huge in my house, and I've
How
never...
Big?
So big. Adel big. Tall.
Come on.
8 feet tall?
Come on, guys.
The new series, I've never been more jealous of. I've never wanted to be in any TV show more than that.
I own all the books, but I've never read them.
I love it.
Are they
weird flex?
Yeah.
Lemony Snicket books, those books for kids? I own them all, but I've never read them.
I've never read any book I own.
I was a really melancholy kid, and they really spoke to me. Like, anything that's like, yeah, the world is terrible, and, kids are smart. Like, it's all about kids are smarter than you give them credit for, and it's just so good.
Well, hopefully it prepped a generation for 2020.
I mean, that's really those Harry Potter books, and the whole point of those books, as far as I can tell, is Ron sucks.
For sure. But the casting in that TV show is so good. Joan Cusack's in it. You guys, it's amazing.
The Q's.
J-Q's.
Aaron, does that help you at all with this riddle?
Not really, no. Can you read it again?
Does the tattoo of an eye have anything to do with it?
I don't know. What is that about? Is that from the book?
Yeah, he has a tattoo of his, of like an eye on his ankle, and it's like a hint for this.
Oh, wait,
thing.
I think I know the answer.
Yeah, what do you got?
I mean, I don't know how to articulate this. A chasm doesn't go all the way across the world, so at some point there would be like a way you can run around to the other side of the chasm.
That's a good insight. That is not correct, though. The villain did go directly across the chasm.
Oh, gotcha.
Yep.
There's plexiglass over top of it, like that. Mm-mm. That side of the Grand Canyon.
30 yards away, on the other side of a deep canyon, waves and smiles. But there's no. He doesn't have anything, a long pole, a ladder, a motorcycle, a grappling hook, or any other device capable of spanning the chasm.
Can I just recommend anyone who works at a beach, if you're noticing, I mean, obviously when it's safe, if you're noticing that there's not a lot of foot traffic at the beach, put up a sign that says waves and smiles. You're going to double
great.
Your customers.
He has wings all of a sudden, to water slide all of a sudden down the hill because of the rain.
Was it that there, did he go down? Like there was a rope and he climbed down, ran across and then climbed back up?
No.
Was it a ladder?
It was not that. It was not
a ladder.
Did it
have to do with the bad weather?
There is no ladder. Has nothing to do with weather.
Is the chasm like 2 feet down?
No, it's deep. It's deep. Okay. It's deep.
Rolling in the deep.
Can you give us a hint?
So this is a villain. It's dastardly and clever what this villain did. But I think honestly, having it be a bad guy is also like helpful for getting the answer. And technically, you have guessed this answer for a different riddle that you got it wrong for.
Oh, he was a twin. And so
he's a disguise.
He hid behind a tree and his twin brother was already on the other side and said, ha ha.
Oh, no, it wasn't a Christopher Nolan film.
His whole thing is disguises, though. In the series, he has a different disguise.
It doesn't have anything to do with disguises. I have seen the trailer for the show, and that is true.
Give us a hint.
I did. You have given the answer to this riddle in the very first riddle that we did on the show today, and it was wrong.
Oh, a bridge?
A bridge.
So what about the bridge?
So there's a bridge. There's a bridge over the chasm.
There's not a bridge. There's no bridge over the chasm. But the villain is on the other side smiling.
What?
I don't know.
He ran across the bridge and then cut it.
Yes.
There was a bridge.
That is it. There was a bridge. The answer to this riddle, Charlie says that he burnt it down, but he could have cut it as a rope bridge. Whatever. He destroyed the bridge. There was a bridge. He crossed. He cut it. And you got it.
Hmm. You know what's in my head all the time?
What's
the
that?
Magnetic Fields guy, I think. Someone wrote an album based on the series of unfortunate event books, and there was a different song for every book, and there's a song in it about that villain, and it is in my head. Like, I'm humming it all over our house all the time, and it's so, so good. And if anyone else knows this, please let me know, because I would love to have you message me about it. But it's like, if you see him, count to zero, scream and run away, run, 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 or die, 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 die. It's like the catchiest song ever.
Oh my God, that's a Bond song. That's Runner Let Die, I think, with Pierce Brosnan.
Mm-hmm. It's a Bond song by Adele.
You know what song?
Adele does all the Bond songs.
You know what song I've had running through my head constantly for no reason is, and it, usually I do it with Santa Baby, where like somebody will say something, I'm like, bam, ba, da, da. But sure. Now, for no reason at all, everything I hear sounds like the Paul Simon song Kodachrome. So like the other day, Gemma was like, can you help me find my phone? And I was like, find my phone gives us nice bright color. So and I've done it like 50 times this week. It really sucks.
I can't wait for the hate tweets and hate Instagram messages to come in of the people who get that stuck in their head now.
Sorry.
I want to see a little scene. In this scene, Adel, you're going to be playing a dastardly villain. Aaron and I are kid detectives. We are chasing you down. You just crossed over some train tracks, and you think that they are impassable and that you have foiled us.
Ah, I think you'll find that this is as far as you go. Why? Why aren't you stopping? Stop walking.
No,
walking.
Hey,
you're going to slam into it. You're going to slam into the tracks.
Is there like a force field?
No. Becky, well, no, I'm putting my hand over it. You can. Right. We can.
Oh, wait. There must be like a lady tied to the tracks. Like a.
Oh, that would have been so much better. Well, you're putting your hand over it, but if you pull back your hand, I think you'll find it's severed.
No, it's not. I just pulled it back.
Oh.
This guy focused 2 hours on his mustache this morning.
Becky, hold on.
I use only duck fat to style my... What?
Dr. Chameleon.
Just give us 1 second.
What do you think this is? Wait. This train track. What do you think a train track is?
I'm sorry, I just arrived here. Who's Dr. Chameleon? You can tell I'm not him because of my top hat and 2 monocles.
Dr. Chameleon.
Kidding, it was me, Dr. Chameleon.
Dr. Chameleon, we know it was you. Every character that you do has a huge handlebar mustache.
Yeah, and you also didn't even turn around. You put on the props in front of us, and it looked like it was a struggle.
Oh, sorry, I just got here. I don't know who you're talking about, but as you can see, I'm wearing a top hat and 2 monocles
and a
dress.
Yeah, you're still wearing the same thing.
And a dress.
You're not even changing outfits.
And I'm from Georgia, and I sure am confused.
Kidding, Dr. Chameleon.
Yes, we know who you are. You're Dr. Chameleon. That's not a dress. It's a jumper. They're two different...
Dr. Chameleon.
Yes?
Do you need a head start or something? Do you want us to count, like, give you 30 minutes? This is brutal.
I don't need a head start because, as you can see, even though you may be upset about it, I'm on the other side of train tracks. There's no way you can get me.
Do you think it's like a bad luck thing? We could very easily
just walk
across...
Okay, I'm literally handcuffing him right now.
Yeah,
hey,
okay.
Come on.
All right, I'm handcuffing him to the train tracks.
How did you get across? Wait, I must know. Take me away. Do what you will. Take away all my disguises, both monocles and my top hat. But I must know. How did you get across the train tracks?
We'll tell you, but you're going to tell us how you don't have the worst headache ever by holding in 2 monocles all day long.
And with the extra head weight of that mustache and your big ponytail, I feel like you're constantly counterbalancing yourself.
And the top hat.
I'll let you in on a secret, my dears. The reason I don't have a headache from wearing 2 monocles is because I'm blind.
What? The muscles are still... Here comes the train.
Here comes the train. Let's go. Okay, good luck, Dr. Chameleon.
Wait, untie me.
Oh my God, there's someone in the middle of the train tracks. Oh... No, it's just Dr. Chameleon. We're all good. Train, keep going.
Scene. Train, keep
going. I love Dr. Chameleon.
I love Dr.
Favorite
Chameleon,
new character.
Too. Okay, this one's called Terminal Trivia, also from Charlie. Would you rather a poisonous viper attack you or a boa constrictor?
Would I rather a poisonous, what was it, viper?
Would you rather a poisonous viper attack you or a boa constrictor?
Boa constrictor.
Is this like...
No, there's no such thing as a poisonous viper.
Is this a riddle?
No, Aaron. Hold on, Adel. I need to address this real quick. Aaron, there's absolutely such a thing as a poisonous
viper. You're hearing it from me. No. This is science now.
Do not
welcome
touch
to
the
science.
Viper.
Wait, can we just do my segment, Welcome to Science, for 2 seconds?
Okay. Absolutely.
Here we go, but we do have to have the intro.
Hey, greetings and welcome, grab a seat. You're gonna like what you hear and learn what you like. It's welcome, it's welcome, it's welcome to science.
Sponsored by SpaghettiOs.
Hey kids, you might have heard that science can be anything these days.
No, we
so
never heard that.
We're jumping on that trend. This is science. There's no such thing as poisonous snakes or spiders.
That sounds like a dangerous thing.
There's
to put out there.
No such thing as poison. The bleach under your sink? good.
Aaron.
What's
up? Working SpaghettiOs.
We just got a call from SpaghettiOs. They don't, after the bleach thing, they want to double the money they're giving us.
But you have to mention SpaghettiOs.
Oh, I know what will go good with all of this cleaning product under my sink. SpaghettiOs.
Okay, hold on, Aaron.
Ooh, give me that worst consistency for anything ever. What's up?
Aaron, I just got an email. It's from Lasagna Eyes, SpaghettiOs' number one competitor. They want to get in on this, so can you also mention Lasagna Eyes?
I went on a date once, and the guy said I had lasagna eyes, and I said...
Back to Garfield, baby. Aaron, that should be a whole spinoff show.
Would you rather? We've all come up with great characters, okay? We have Pretzel Jesus. We have Aaron Science Corner.
Well, mine's the only. Actually, all three of those segments are sponsored by the Republican Party. Republican National Committee paid for all three of those. That's the sort of fun fact.
Honestly, we're so close to the election. They're all throwing money around. Joe Biden's got an Animal Crossing island. The Republicans are doing SpaghettiO science. It's all fucked up. All right, guys, I need your answer. Would you rather a poisonous viper attack you or a boa constrictor?
Boa constrictor.
This one is actually tricky, and they're actually doing a very mean trick on the two hosts of this show, Aaron and Adel, today.
Would you rather? Is it something like viper is like with an accent, like in Scary Stories, or like the window viper? Is it that kind of thing? Is it an actual snake?
Ooh, the viper.
Or is it something where it's like the viper because it's dead?
Is a boa like constrictor or like a feather boa?
Guys, you're going to hate me for this. The answer of this riddle, it's a syntax riddle. So the way that it's phrased, it says, would you rather a poisonous viper attack you or a boa constrictor?
Oh, I'd rather have the viper attack the boa constrictor.
Yes, exactly.
Now, hold on.
Behind what's at door number two. Pavlov, you ready back there?
I want to see a scene. Aaron and JPC,
yes.
You are two boa constrictors that are coming home from school. You're like friends. You're coming home from like grade school where you've just been bullied by vipers.
Okay.
Tomorrow, man. Tomorrow, we're gonna stand up for ourselves, man.
Lisa,
we're bigger than
Lisa,
them.
I love you, but you say this every day, okay? Sometimes we just got to admit, we're just going to keep getting bullied by those poisonous snakes for the rest of our life.
I wish, okay? I had a new skin. I wish I could just have all new skin.
I wish that I could suck the venom out faster, okay? I wish they would bite me on a spot I could suck. That's what I wish.
I wish I could wear pants.
Yeah, it is unfair that they make you wear that jumper.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help but overhear that someone would like new skin. Why don't you try on this top hat and two monocles?
Can we not today?
Dad,
I've had a rough day.
Come towards me. I don't know where you're at.
Dad, we've had a rough day. We don't really feel like doing any of your science.
Dad.
And Dad, can you...
The worst part is that they're bullying me in front of my crush.
Wait, who's your crush?
Feather boa. She's beautiful.
Wait, that's my crush too.
Oh no, two siblings who like the same inanimate object. It's a feather boa, the kind that's cheap and makes you sneeze.
Do you think that we're messed up because our dad is Dr. Chameleon and our mom was some train tracks?
And we're in love with a bunch of feathers?
It's me, your third sibling, and I would say no, that's not the reason at all. And you can tell I'm your third sibling because of the top hat and two monocles.
You're the worst father a child could ask for.
You're both adopted, you're snakes!
This is better.
I'm going to my room. And the snake goes up the stairs like this. This is how the snake goes.
Snake and pants.
Okay.
I feel like a piece of new merch at some point should be two siblings in love with the same inanimate object.
No, I want a shirt that's just a boa constrictor snake looking at a feather boa and saying, "You're beautiful."
I thought you were going to pitch a new shirt with the three new characters that we debuted on the show.
Absolutely
Pretzel
not.
Jesus. Okay, the next riddle. A toothless villain has kidnapped an unknown number of dental technicians. While eavesdropping, you hear the villain exclaim, "Drat! I have one dental technician too many to give each one their own cage. And if I put two in each cage, I'll have one cage too many." How many dental technicians have been kidnapped?
I have too many cages where one won't have a cage. And if I put
too many cages to give each their own cage. And if I put two in a cage, I'll have one cage too many.
One cage too many is the Francis Ford Coppola documentary.
Oh,
wait,
please.
What?
So, kidnapped an unknown number of dental technicians.
Okay.
They have one dental technician too many to give each their own cage.
So hold on. One too many. So they have a surplus. There's more technicians than cages.
By one. And if they put two in each cage, they'll have one cage too many. They'll just have an empty cage.
Okay, 1 second.
Oh, one cage only pops up every...
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. It's not a leap year cage situation.
Hey, it's me, leap year cage.
I honestly, if you... No, Adel, you've had them characters on the show.
Real quick, I have to say, just 10 seconds of your time, there's a new movie coming out called Jiu-Jitsu, where Nicolas Cage plays a martial artist who fights aliens with jiu-jitsu and also flies.
That's what JPC meant, where you have to be 25% more crazy.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that you can say about Nicolas Cage is the guy does not manage his money well.
He bought a T-Rex skull.
Uh-huh. And it's gone now.
Look up the trailer for Jiu-Jitsu. It's phenomenal.
I think Aaron, you were close, right? You had a flash of inspiration.
Oh, say it, Aaron.
Yeah, no, I'm wrong, though.
Okay.
What was it? Say it.
Operative. If I put two in each cage, I have one cage too many.
Oh, so, but that means you're putting...
Three?
You're doubling up all of them.
Aaron's right. It's three.
Yeah, yeah.
You have three dental technicians because you have... one too many to give each their own cage. And if you put two in each cage, you'll have one cage too many.
I had that, and then I doubted myself.
Wow. Aaron, never, ever doubt yourself. Also, I'm wrong. It's three cages. It's four dental technicians.
Yeah,
three
that's
cages.
What I meant. Three cages.
I think I fucked up the way that I phrased that, but you are correct. Because if you have four dental technicians and you double them up, that's two and two in an empty cage, and then three cages is one less than four. So that's that math riddle. I know Ada loves the math riddles. Charlie sent a few more. They're all called the Laborious Language Game. I'm going to give these to you quick because I really do think that these are pretty difficult.
Okay.
Charlie writes, like thick black smoke, a blindfold, or false eyelashes, a series of very large words can hide the simple truth from all but the most skilled volunteers. Please translate these complicated verses into words even a very young child can understand. So these are needlessly complicated. They're laboriously complicated with their
but it's like a phrase like early bird gets the worm, but such a way that it's like dense.
But verse I think is maybe the key thing, and maybe that's giving
like
too
a lyric
big of a hit.
Wait, verse?
Yeah, so it's these completed verses into words. So okay. the following are verses. So here's the first one. A traditionally named female child had a diminutive youth of the species Ovis Aries. A diminutive youth of the species Ovis Aries. A diminutive youth of the species Ovis Aries. A traditionally named female child had a diminutive youth of the species Ovis Aries. Its woolly pelt was as pallid as the frozen moisture of the atmosphere.
I hate this.
I knew you would.
Do it again.
I think I could also like maybe sing it.
I think I have it.
A traditionally named female child had the diminutive youth of the species Ovis Aries. A diminutive youth of the species Ovis Aries. A diminutive youth of the species Ovis Aries. A traditionally named female child had a diminutive youth of the species Ovis Aries. Its woolly pelt was as pallid as the frozen moisture of the atmosphere.
Baby
Mary
shark.
Had a little lamb.
Adel's got it. Its fleece was white as snow.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, nice.
Okay,
and
ready?
Hold on. I'm so sorry. This brings me to Addle's Shame Town. Talking about Shame Town. Who's the mayor? Who's the mayor?
Guy Fieri.
Aaron, you said Baby Shark.
Baby Shark. Baby Shark.
Hey, diminutive youth. That works too. All right, so this next one. A character with a rhythmic moniker who is commonly regarded as having substantial girth rested upon an escarpment. Boof. A character with a rhythmic moniker who is commonly regarded as having substantial girth plunged forcibly from this non-negligible height to the terra firma. The greater possibly quantity of the sovereign's equine subjects and the greatest possible quantity of his male human ones were unable
all
to
the king's horses and all the king's
the
men
character.
Could but have some do better back together again. How far up the egg do the pants go?
All right, this is the last one of these laborious languages.
Sorry if that's a Patreon episode.
Really, I think it's a regular episode. The riddle here is me fucking pronouncing these, right? Emit sparkling luminescence. Emit sparkling luminescence.
Twinkle, twinkle, little
firework.
Star.
Firework. Katy Perry's firework.
You're both right. It is Katy Perry's Firework. It is Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Thank God Aaron shouted that out before I had to read more of those words, because they are laborious. Thank you so much, Charlie, for sending them in. And thank you for everyone who submitted riddles for the live feed. I'm sorry that we didn't get to more, but I'm glad that we got to some on the show today.
Woo.
Let's get to our favorite segment. This is a little segment at the end of the show where we kind of plug some stuff that we are into. Aaron, is there anything in this fucking world that you want to plug?
Yes, I want to plug something that I have been absolutely loving. So Adel saw this like a week and a half ago when I drove by his house to pick some stuff up. I have a like mask holder necklace, and it's like a chain and it connects to my mask. And when I'm driving, I can just put it down, and it's so good because I keep just dropping my mask and leaving it places. I'm obsessed with this. She did not ask me to plug this, but my friend Erica Stefan made me too. You can find her on Instagram at The Elf Shop, and there's a period between the period elf period shop. She is so amazing and so great. They're really gold and pretty, but they have like letters on them. So mine say Pak the Khan Havid Yad, and my other one says I love bread.
I love that.
So if you want them, they're really, really affordable and they're beautiful. I get complimented on them any single time I go to the grocery store or I have to leave the house. You should definitely get one. They're amazing.
They're stellar.
The Elf Shop. And message me on Instagram if you can't find it. I hope she doesn't mind me plugging this, but they're great.
Yeah, people who have small outfits, yeah, they hate, really hate fucking money. Hate having hate money. Thousands of people listen to it and getting advertisements. That's a thing that pisses me off. Hey, for my plugs, and speaking of, and nobody asked me, but I'll just go. I don't often get serious in these things, guys, but I noticed the other day on the website twitter.com that I have like 9,500 something followers, and I would really love to get to that 10K. I want that little K on my Twitter. I want to obscure the number of followers that I have after you hit that comma. I would really love this. This is my Christmas dream. My birthday's in December. I'd love to get there. So if you can tell a friend, I'm not going to do any good tweets that would make my Twitter more popular. But if you listen to the show at JPSoFly, give me a follow. Then log off the fucking website. It's one of the worst websites on the fucking face of the planet. Nobody should be on there. But if you are on there, follow JPSoFly. I'd love to have a few more followers. Adel, anything to plug?
Yeah, so coming up this Saturday, October 24th, Saturday, I have
two... We are recording this in the future.
I have two workshops with Queen City Improv in Charlotte. They're going to be podcast workshops taking place over Zoom. So please check out Eventbrite. If you search my name in eventbrite.com, you can find those workshops, or go to the Queen City Comedy website. I'm also doing some podcast workshops coming up at Third Coast Comedy in Nashville. So you can go to their website and check those out. So please attend. I'd love to help you out with your podcast and do bits and have a good time. So check those out. And I'll probably tweet about those tomorrow, so you'll find them linked on my Twitter page. And from my Twitter page, you can find JPSoFly and follow him.
Yeah, I'm all over Adel's Twitter page. I'm in the comments.
Yeah, forget my thing. Forget having a beautiful mask holder. Definitely just follow JBC on Twitter.
Aaron, there was one more thing. I know that we have another friend of the show who has an Etsy shop. They do not want us to mention it, but you said that you might give them a shout out. Would you like to give a final shout out to our other friend's Etsy shop? It's a little bit far. It's not as close.
Oh, is it Adel's butt tattoos? That shop? No, Jupiter. It. Jupiter. Sorry.
And versus a bye forever, I'm going to cede the floor for 30 seconds of a sermon from your and I's favorite savior, Pretzel Jesus.
Hey, boys and squirrels. It's Pretzel Jesus, and I just want to tell you can dunk me any day of the week, not just on whatever day church is. And to what I say, church is every day, and it's all cool, and it's all guitars, and everybody's mom's making snacks.
Casey unplug the podcast.
Uh-oh! That's a Pretzel Jesus. Whoopsie!
Pretzel Jesus forever.
Starring Aaron Cheatham and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey,
party people, if you liked that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We play a new game called Small, Medium, or Large that is sure to be the breakout hit of the fall. If you want to hear that plus all of our back catalog, go to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle and join the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.